This is a podcast from Rover.
Time to have a break. Have a shit chat. This is the Shit Chat Podcast.
Time for another episode of Have a Break, Have a Shit Chat. And boy, this is all on. Lots went on at that wedding we were at on Saturday near the hot car.
That was a good night. That was fun. You DJ'd. That was cool. That went off.
We had a good time. And I wanted to know who that person was that was standing there just in her undies and her knickers and bra. She didn't realise that her dress had fallen off.
Was it one of the bridesmaids?
I'm not sure.
Jen, did you go bounding? Hey, he came bounding over.
Yeah. She really cocked up the mix after that.
He was
generally, he's like, he's like, oh, shit. Oh, where's Pony? Where's Pony?
I looked over, his glasses are all fogged up.
It was one of those things.
But it was Auntie nice. Standing next to him, but taking his vaping on his thing. Hey. On the prize, Lee. On the prize, it's right here.
Oh, yeah, your booth buddy.
Tell us about it. Who was she?
Oh, I've known her for years, and basically she had just had a couple too many, you know, and here we were in the DJ box. Yeah. She was having a little suck on my vape.
Oh, yeah, man, what else did she suck on?
There he is. having sips of my wine.
I find that incredibly intrusive.
It's up there.
Incredibly intrusive. It's like, man, go and get your, like, you know, sucking on your vape and drinking your wine.
By mistake, she was just picking up wine. You know how when people get that hammered, they just pick up anything?
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I went through.
But every time I was on the dance floor, every time I looked over at Jen, he was just getting absolutely air-bashed by this Punisher.
Chewed out.
She was lovely. Fuck, it was so good, man. He just wanted to concentrate on his mix.
100%.
At the same time, intercepting like multiple genre requests from every man and his fucking dog in the room.
It's not easy DJing a wedding, is it, Jim?
Not really. You get moments and pockets of just easy. Then you just get moments of far out.
Well, you've got all the mums and dads, right?
Yeah.
You've got that age group around like 50 to 70.
Yeah.
They don't want to hear any of this drum and bass bullshit, do they?
Yeah.
They want to hear old school tunes.
Yeah. You know? They want to hear knock three times in the ceiling
if you want Lee. Yeah.
Twice on his pipe.
Yeah.
But it went good. Like, because I guess it's good these days because you get a couple of remixes. You get a couple of like ABBA remixes. Fleetwood Mac. You know, there's some.
You're the voice.
They go good.
They go good.
You're the voice remix.
We just ruled off that one.
That was just OG, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then the pants came down. All the boys on the dance floor. I saw one of the bridesmaids because like so there was a whole bunch of people. While the boys all had their decks down singing John Farnham.
Yeah.
And one of the bridesmaids because everyone was filming us.
So did you have your pants down or your undies down as well?
No, not undies. We didn't have dicks out. But then one of the bridesmaids came over, stood in front of us, and just bent over and whipped the skirt up and flashed the G-banger at everyone with their cameras. It was hilarious.
It was amazing.
That was, I'm not going to say your name.
Oh, beauty. What a treat.
But man, like your weddings just get out of control.
They
do, God,
yeah.
God, are they good?
They do.
Jeez, I want to come to these white weddings.
Nice,
dude. Starting it. Good fun.
Jeez, that was nice. Anyway,
got any others booked?
Nah, I've got one. I've got another one booked up for the Duke of Marlborough.
We're up north in Russell there.
Yeah, Russell. Yeah, so I can't wait for
that'll be bloody nice, Jim.
Yeah.
Make sure they put you upstairs in the room up there.
Oh, I have, yeah.
That'll be nice, mate. Yeah.
Do you get a rider?
Yeah, I get a room and rider stuff.
What's on your rider? What's on the big general needs?
Normally, if just a festival, I like to be low maintenance, you know? I take a pride in that.
General's pretty good, mate.
A couple of boxes of pals, one to give to the staff out the back, one for me, and a bag of jet planes.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
That's all he asks for.
Some of them just get out of control, mate. Prima donna, fucking out of control.
A bottle of vodka, a bottle of gin, four boxes. But you can't even drink all that booze.
booze.
You can't even drink it.
No, it goes in the backpack and goes home with them, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely, but, you know, it gets out of control.
And then, so what about on a wedding night like we just had on Saturday night? You get a little ride at the air, or
nah,
is it
just for an open bar? Yeah, open bar. Sweet is, you know?
Yeah. Auntie was on your rider, wasn't she?
Maybe extra vapes for the booze buddy.
Yeah, she did suck through a whole car. Anyway, shut up.
The podcast where they just, well, talk shit. Chit Chat with Lee and Tammy.